Welcome to the Supreme Court room of Tompkins County's old courthouse. We're here for a very important topic, and I hope everybody sits back and enjoys. We're going to have a presentation first, but let me just first say there's food in the other room, and as Rachel Lampert would say, the exits are there and there, and there's a bathroom through that, the jury room there, and another bathroom over there. So, with that, we have a flag? Of course we have a flag. All join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call of members.
Ms. Chalk?
I'm here.
Mr. Dennis?
Here.
Ms. Herrera has asked to be excused. Ms. Keeper?
That's right. Great.
Who? Mr. Lane?
Here.
Ms. McAsey?
Here.
Mrs. McBean Claiborne?
Present.
Mr. McKenna?
Here.
Mr. Proto?
Here.
Ms. Pryor?
Here.
Mr. Robison?
Here.
Mr. Shinagawa? Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Burbank?
Here.
Ms. Robertson?
Here.
The 12 members present?
Thank you, and Dooley will be back. Proclamations, we don't have proclamations. All right, but we do have a resolution to add. I'd like to, what? I think it's still a good thing to do. I know the state budget is being wrapped up as we speak. By the way, we're all going to be sharing the microphones. This is, I want to thank Jim, Blizzard, and his assistant Mike, and Arel, and Graham, and Miles, everybody who worked to set up the room today. I think we've got quite a few mics, but we'll have to pass them around a little bit. So, to add the resolution in front of you. Leslie?
So I'll move to add resolution B to the agenda.
Read the title.
Resolution calling on all counties to unite to bring about real and meaningful mandate relief in New York State.
Seconded by Carol. So we need 10 votes to add it to the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. And I think we should maybe just go ahead and move it and discuss
all right.
It.
All right. So I'd like to move Resolution B, resolution calling on all counties to unite to bring about real and meaningful mandate relief in New York State.
Is there a second? Seconded by Frank. Discussion. I think Leslie's hesitation was that Joe just at the end of the day sent out a message about three men in a room having wrapped up the state budget. And so, you know, it's important that we take a look at that. But I think it's also – I actually looked at this and said, is this moot now? But it does continue to call on the state to
right.
– it's a more general thing.
So I did. I was thinking the same thing because I had just seen the email from Joe within – a little further down was also an email from, I think, NYSAC or somebody mm-hmm. saying, please do weigh in on this, and I figure, you know, we should. So here it is.
Great. Any other discussion? All in favor of the resolution, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Thank you all.
All right. Thanks, Leslie. I'm glad that you brought it forward for us. At this point, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mike Lane, Chair of the Capital Plan Review Committee. This is a one-topic meeting. And
thank you, Martha. We're here tonight, of course, to review what the Capital Plan Review Committee has been looking at for several months, and that is how to reconfigure this room into the quarters for the Tompkins County Legislature. As you all know, we have been evicted by our tenant, and we have said that we would do our best to give them the space where our legislative chambers are now by the end of this year, if we can. And to do that, we have to have a place to go, and that is not just having a place to sit down and have microphones, but it's a place where we can broadcast out of and that we can use for some time into the future. Whether it'll be a permanent move or not, that will be decided by probably future legislatures. But we have tonight representatives from Holt Architects who've been working with us. I'm going to turn it over to Arel in a minute to introduce Graham and Graham Gillespie and Miles Segolia with us. And they're going to do a presentation. Here's what I'm going to ask for. I'm going to ask for everybody to please sit on their hands and listen to the presentation out. There's a lot of things to go through. The committee felt it was important that you had a look at everything because you're the ones that are going to have to be living here. We're the ones that are going to have to be living here in the future. And we are the clients for this project, and it needs to be as right as it can be. And so even though we have a recommended version, which we will bring forward at the end of the presentation and then open to discussion, please allow this to go forward. We're hoping that we can get through the presentation in 30 to 40 minutes, and we can do that if we can hold back our questions. If you have a question, write it down, make yourself a note, and let's come back to it. It's very possible that it will be answered for you before we get there. But so at this point, I'll turn it to Arel. Arel, would you like to move forward?
Yes. Thank you, Mike. We've been working with Holt for the past maybe 3.5 months on this project, relocation of the legislature from the main courthouse to the old courthouse. Graham Gillespie, the principal at Holt Architects, and Miles Segolia, an associate, have been working on this project with me. As you may know them from their involvement in the Human Services Annex project that is very soon coming to, will be going out to bid, and also from their work on the Center of Government project. I'll let Graham and Miles introduce themselves a little further once I turn the time over to them, but in working with the Capital Plan Review Committee, we've had several meetings in this space. They're very familiar with this space now, but we felt it was important to hold this special legislature meeting here in the old courthouse because we knew that the floor plans that you'll be looking at shortly, it's very difficult to fully understand the configurations and layout without really being in this space. So I set up the tables here to almost mimic the legislature desks. The separation between each of you on this side is exactly what you have currently at the legislative chambers, 12 feet 8 inches. And that's what one of the proposals shows, that separation. However, the length this way, we eliminated one row of benches that you see on that far wall. It's 24 feet 10. There's a blue tape behind Nathan and Mike. That's how far the actual desks will go. The lines behind, like Martha, right. This line here behind me is actually where the wall is over at the main courthouse. Those of you that sit on this side, that's where the wall is behind you. And the lines back there, the first line behind you is the front of the benches that are behind those that sit on that side. The second line behind that is the actual wall. The tape markings here on the doorways, that's the actual width of your actual legislative chambers over at the main courthouse. So we wanted to kind of put things into perspective. As we go through the presentation, we'll show it. We've done a superimposition of the existing legislative chambers in this space. So at least I wanted to show you that this space is much larger than what you currently have. As we go through the presentation, the other tape markings along the building or along this space will become more clear to you. So with that, I wanted to turn the time over to Graham Gillespie and to Miles Segolia to go through the presentation. There's a lot of material to go through. We sent out the handouts about a week in advance, so hopefully some of you have had the chance to go through the floor plans and have maybe generated some questions that we can address at the conclusion of this presentation. So with that.
If anybody needs a packet.
Yes, we've got extra here. We've got nice bound ones if somebody Commissioner got one. Sure.
I'll give it back.
Anyone else?
Could you just maybe give a little more introduction of our architects?
Well, I was gonna Graham at least go through a little bit more of that. So I'll turn it over to Graham.
Nate, do you need a packet?
Hopefully you can hear me through this. I'm Graham Gillespie. I'm a principal with Holt Architects. As Rob mentioned, we have a couple of other projects we're working with you on currently. If you don't know, Holt is a firm that's about 35 people in Ithaca here. We've been in business since 1963. Mostly our work is with higher ed, healthcare, not-for-profit, institutional clients, but also business community clients. This study is a natural outgrowth of the work that we've been doing with the Center of Government. If you remember some of the material that's been distributed with that study, this space, and we'll talk at length about this space, was identified as one of the main potential buildings for the county to retain for a number of reasons. One of them, it's very specific in its use and character, and it was felt that it might be more difficult than some of the other buildings to repurpose if that was the decision of the legislature. And because of the program of the legislature, the county legislature, it was felt that this was a space that was appropriate to that body. And when we go into more detail about the space itself, we'll elaborate on that. The structure of the presentation today, we'll be giving you a lot more in terms of background on your old space, just as a sort of benchmark, and talk about the attributes of this space and then the building, other spaces within the building that would be part of the plans that you have. Then we'll be going into we'll talk about the recommended option that came out of the discussion, and then give you some of the background of how we got there, what the evolution of the thinking was on the different options. And I wanted to stress, sort of building on what Mike said, that there's quite a number of options in there, and they weren't there to confuse you, although we can see how they might. But it was really this evolution of thinking as we went through the different concepts, what we needed to achieve with the space. We worked quite extensively with the committee and a lot of the ideas and criticisms that came through on the consideration of the options were developed in conjunction with the committee. So it was quite a bit of work going back and forth. In the attributes that are listed under each plan, you'll see pros and cons. And I'll have to say, as we went through the different options and built on top of each, those attributes either rose or fell in terms of relative importance to others. So as we kind of worked our way through, we ended up with a recommendation that we felt was the strongest overall and achieve as many of the goals that the committee identified as important as possible. And so at the end, we'll get back to that recommended option as we've kind of gone through all these. So I'm just going to – there's a lot to cover, so I'll just let Mike Miles introduce himself a bit, and he'll lead us through the presentation, and we'll be back for questions too.
Hello, I'm Miles Segoli. I'm a senior planner at Holt. And as Graham mentioned, we've been working with the county quite a while now on center of government and specifically on this, presented to the committee two or three times in this space and worked quite extensively with the staff in developing schemes. I'd like to spend initially some time on the background, the context of this. I think it's very important to understand where we're coming from, how this project has been framed, and then look at the particular recommendations and the other schemes that were considered leading up to that recommendation. First, we should take a look at the neighborhood of this building. It's part of the courthouse complex, which really is a block downtown Ithaca, and it includes, at the main anchor of it is the DeWitt Park. And there's actually a collection of six historic buildings in this area. Three of them, Boardman House, the First Baptist Church, and the First Presbyterian Church. But there are also three county-owned buildings that are historic buildings, the main courthouse and the jail, which were both built at the same time together as a pair of buildings in 1933. And next door, this building, the old courthouse, which was built in 1854. The old courthouse is a unique building of all of them in the group here, because it's the only one that actually has two public faces. The north side of the building faces on Court Street, and the south side of the building faces onto the park. So it's a unique opportunity with this building in that it has two public faces. As you are aware, the New York State courts plan to leave this building, leave this space, and go into the main courthouse. This presents the opportunity for the legislature to repurpose this building. And that general approach to reuse an existing building, particularly a landmark building, we believe is a very strong, sustainable urban planning concept, and something that the county can demonstrate sustainability by reusing this building in a significant way, because the use of this building for the legislature would certainly be a very significant reuse. So we hope you'll take that seriously. The other interesting thing is that by moving out of the main building, where you're sort of lost inside of the building, you never know if you're looking at that building from the outside, where is the legislature? Somehow you get to it when you go in the building. It really doesn't have any of its own distinct identity. But if you imagine if you were to occupy this building and you occupied the most important space, this space in this building, it becomes your building and it becomes your home. So it creates for the legislature a new public identity, which could be very positive. And the building has very strong faces on the street and on the park. Let's take a minute and look at where your space is currently in the second floor of the main courthouse. You have about 2,200 square feet altogether in this collection of rooms. The main space, the chambers, which is about 1,000 square feet, is a long, narrow room. It's about 23 feet by 45 feet. It has the bench at one end and about seats for 20 public at the back, and for staff seating on the side there are 13. The space includes for the four legislative staff, the receptionist at the front, the deputy, the clerk, and in the corner is the chair's office. Also included in this suite of rooms is the camera room at the back, a small storage room, a mailbox area, very tiny kitchenette, and some public some bathrooms.
Excuse me, Miles. I'm sorry.
Sure.
The chair can't be 124 square feet if the others are
the
larger.
The The areas that are on this are the areas of the actual workstations for each piece. They don't necessarily reflect the space of the walls. These are the actual areas that are involved in each person's work area. The chair is actually wall to wall is the entire space, while the clerk and the deputy are actually the measurements of their desks as well as the receptionist.
Let's try to hold our questions.
Circulation.
Yes. Oops. Sorry. Also, right now, anybody who's been here knows that there's a lot of circulation that goes. If you're visiting the chair, you go past the deputy, past the clerk to get into the chair's office. So there's a lot of circulation. These are not just rooms off of a hallway. The circulation actually goes through the spaces. Let's take a look at what some of these rooms actually look like. This is the main chamber space, looking towards the back of the room with the public seating at the rear. It's a long, narrow room. It tends to be generally rather crowded around the edges, all the edges. It's kind of hard to get around. It's tight because the room is narrow. In the center of the room is this giant U-shaped desk with 16 desks joined together. It's really one giant piece of furniture. It's all connected. It's 75 years old. It's old. It's a little beaten up. Well used. It's not the most comfortable piece of furniture to live with. I'm sure you all know, the leg space is very confining. You've got to line your chair up perfectly to get into these spaces. And then be careful of your knees because there's this very deep pencil drawer that'll really kill you in the kneecap. There are very big, rather clumsy chairs. These chairs are really hard to move around. Almost everybody has these big old chairs. There's one more newer, more ergonomic, a little more easy chair to move around in. You can see the bench at the other end, which is raised up one step. Between each set of chairs is a shared, not a shared, is a four-drawer storage unit, four drawers. When we looked in these, most of them were empty. A few are heavily used, but most of them are empty, and there's candy or whatever things. But they're not like they're all used.
We didn't take them. We left them in the drawer.
Candy's important, you know.
The other thing this picture shows very honestly is the condition of the wood. It's quite beaten up. I mean, this is 75 years old. It's been used a long time. It's you know, some of the hardware's fallen off. You can see where all the chairs hit the wood all the time. Every time the chairs go in and out, the wood's all beaten up from the chairs because the chairs are so big for the space. So the reason why we're focusing on this a little is that you'll see we've always carried two ideas in all our schemes, to reuse the existing desks or possibly to have new desks made that might be a little more comfortable and more functional. At the back of the room are the public benches. You have six of these benches. They each seat five people. They're actually very nice benches. They have a lot of historical character, and we think it might be a good idea to reuse them. If we need more of them, we can probably get new ones that could match or look quite similar and compatible. And now I'd like to take a few minutes and go through what's in this building, because you might not all realize what's here. We're going to be impacting not just this floor, but we're going to be using other levels in this building as well, so it's important to sort of see the whole picture. This is the first floor. The right side is the Court Street side of the plan, and the left side is the Parkside. This is the first floor level where planning and transportation is currently. Planning is the purple, transportation is the orange. The building sort of a square. It has in two corners stairs, fire stairs, one on Court Street and the opposite diagonal, one on the park. These are the fire stairs for the building. It also has an elevator, which was added in, I think, 1997, which makes the building fully accessible. It means you can get to any level without using the stairs. This is very important because what it means is that the south side of the building, the side that's on the park, is the accessible side of the building. That means that the public should be coming in that side of the building. If they come from the other side of the building, they don't have an accessible route. So this is very important as we think of how we're going to use the building long term. The second floor, which is the room we're in now, is the main space, the courtroom. When you come off the elevator, there's a lobby here, two doors. There's a nice big window that looks out to the south there. And there's one door, that's that door right in the middle there, that takes you into this room. And it's a big, sort of almost perfectly square room. It's 45 feet by 47 feet. Double height space, very grand, beautiful historic room. Four historic windows on each side with very nice detail. These beautiful brackets, bracket arches on the both sides. It's a courtroom. It was designed as a courtroom. So it has on this end wall, the main wall, is the bench. It's raised up two steps. Your current bench in the main courtroom, main courthouse now, is one step up. So this is a little higher. It's a courtroom. Courtrooms always have a little bit bigger height to them. It's appropriate. Not necessarily appropriate for what we need for you guys. But that also makes this an inaccessible bench at the moment. This is, if you were in a wheelchair, you couldn't get up here. They would have to bring in a special ramp, and it would be quite a long ramp because it's two steps. That's about 12 feet of ramp. In this corner is the jury box, which you can see right here. It's outlined. It actually has a raised level in it. In this back corner, through the door where the pizza is the jury room. It's a long, sort of funny-shaped room. At one end, it has a small kitchenette and a small private toilet. This room is accessible from two doors, one right off of the big room on this side, and you can also get to it from that door over there. You go through that door, you go into the stair, and you can get into it from that side. So this is kind of an interesting, gives us some interesting options for this room as we think about it. In the back corner, which would be that back corner over there, is the judge's chambers. It's a small room with a window and a very small private toilet. Neither bathroom on this floor is accessible. There are two bathrooms, but they're both inaccessible. They're both small. And as I mentioned, the bench is also inaccessible. This next slide shows the size of the current meeting space in the main courtroom, in the main courthouse, excuse me, overlaid on this room. You can see it's the room you meet in now. It's about the same length as this room, very similar, slightly longer, but in width is much narrower. This room is almost twice as wide as the room you are in currently. So it's a much bigger room. It also has, of course, a huge volume. It has height to it that's much, much greater than where you are now. And it has nice big windows. And, you know, where you are now is kind of dark and closed. So it's a very, very different feel.
Miles?
Yes?
If you rotated that 90 degrees, it would fit in also.
Yes, the pink room, this room is almost a square. It's 45 feet by 47 feet. So yes, you could think of it the other way as well. Yes. Now, also part of this study is other levels in the building I mentioned. The level above this, there's a balcony up there through the glass you can see in the window up there. That's an important level that can help solve some of the problems for this, what we need to do here. The things you have to keep in mind are that the elevator does not go to that level. So it's not an accessible level. It means we can't have something that, like for the public up there, because the public couldn't get to it. But we could have something technical up there. We could have a camera room up there. We might be able to have other things that support the staff up there as long as we have equivalent spaces on the main level. And this is the basement in this building. So if you take the elevator down, there's a corridor, and it takes you to a handicapped bathroom and the men's room and the ladies' room. These are all fully accessible spaces. Also on this level are some important spaces that we may be able to use. They're currently used by the planning and transportation. And the main one is this conference room in the corner. This is a conference room the planning uses now. And we may be able to take over some of this space. Planning is agreeable to the idea. This adjacent room is a storage room. It's used by planning and transportation. And it's really, there's a lot of extra space in that room. It's really not very well utilized at the moment. So you'll see as we show you schemes later, we are looking at perhaps enlarging this conference room into something that's two units instead of just one to create a new conference room, which you could use. You may have to share it with planning sometimes, but it would be another meeting space that would support your meeting needs. And we'll talk about those as we look at the plans. We have a lot of different ways of dealing with meeting. The last thing I want to mention, it was recommended by the committee that we meet with a representative from Finger Lakes Independence Center to confirm the accessibility within this building, that it's adequate. So we met with John Ives, toured this building, and extensively the downstairs spaces, the spaces on this floor. And he advised us that indeed the building does adequately meet ADA accessibility requirements. The building was renovated in 1997 for those to make those meet those requirements. So it's really not a surprise that the building is compliant. So we just want you to be aware of that. Now I want to take a second, the outside of the building. This is an historic landmark, this building. It's actually the oldest Gothic Revival courthouse in New York State. As I said, it was built in 1854. This is the view probably taken, this picture is probably from the 50s, taken the Court Street side of the building. The building was originally red brick. It was plastered over with stucco at some point, 100 years ago. But it still has a lot of historic character. This is the side facing DeWitt Park, which has this wonderful tower on it. In a way, it's a more prominent elevation of the building than the Court Street side. This is the, you can see the ramp here. This is the accessible entrance into the building that I mentioned. Here's your Occupy tent. So this is clearly a building that's connected to the community. It's interesting that it already is. I mean, it's doing that now. So why wouldn't it be an appropriate place for the legislature? It just, to me, it looks very comfortable. The outside of the building was restored last summer. The county did this as a project. So the stucco was clean, painted, fixed, the windows were painted, and so forth. So the building has been taken care of by the county and is in pretty good shape. Let's look at the interior. These are historic pictures of the inside. It looks a lot like this still right now, today. This is an old picture, probably from the 50s. You can see this bench is still in the picture, the same bench. And what this shows is this wall, and I take a second here. When you review the historical documentation on the building, what they go on about, besides these like beautiful arches that we see and the windows and things on the outside, it's the detail on this wall, which are these pilasters, the columns, the beautiful details over these doorways. These are all original, historical, and really significant. We wouldn't want to do anything in our alterations that would modify the north wall of this room. It's really an important piece of the room. That said, have the impression that everything in here is extremely valuable and old and original, because it's not. The original building had a vaulted timbered ceiling which went all the way up, and you could see the big windows all the way clear at the two ends. In 1932, they added an attic. This is a photograph taken in the attic, and you can actually see the original arches, the beautiful details that matches the details that you see in the room now on the other pieces. They put in this attic, which created this dropped ceiling in our room here. This was all done after the fact. They actually put in additional trusses to hold everything together at that point. These are not original. These are the original ones. It was surprising to see. Everybody assumed that this was original. Not so.
Did you say 1932?
1932. The original building is from 1854, so that's about 80 years into its life that happened. This is a photograph of the room today, and it still looks pretty much like it looked from the 30s. I would point out that, like, that's not an historic chandelier. That chandelier's was done when they, it might even be from as recently as the 70s. When some lighting was redone in the building. The reason I point that out is that we are very aware that there are technical problems with the room. Acoustics, lighting, maybe some security issues. These are all things that this project will address.
And these trusses are not original.
They are original. The pieces that you see are original. It's just the upper part of the arch that continued is been hidden by this dropped ceiling.
So it's a support member, right?
It is a real structural member, absolutely. Absolutely. And at the back of the room is the balcony. You can see this was probably around 1975 also. They put glass in the upper balcony to separate it. And I mentioned the chandelier is new. So that's sort of the context before we now focus on the floor plans of this building. And I want to start, we're going to be actually looking at 10 different schemes, which is a lot. We have one that's a recommended scheme from the committee. I'm going to go through that first in detail. Then I'm going to show you the first scheme that was proposed, and then there are 8 subsequent schemes that were back and forth with the committee that evolved. At the end, after we've gone through all of those, I want to revisit the recommended scheme just to refresh your mind, because you get confused if you after looking at all those things. So that's kind of the game plan for all this.
Miles, we're about 30 minutes into your presentation.
Okay. This is the existing, all of these plans will be based on this floor plan, so I want to just remind you what the key issues are in this room. Elevator, the 2 stairs in the corners, and the lobby. The big space, it has a bench in it which is not accessible. Jury box in the corner, the jury room in the back with the kitchenette and the small bathroom. In the back corner, a small room with, again, another small bathroom. No accessible toilets on the floor. This is the recommended option from the committee. It's option F1. There's also an option F. The only variation in those two is the difference of the furniture, the piece of desk, the desk in the middle of the room. This is the option which shows reusing the existing U-shaped desk.
Miles, I think the resolution actually recommends the next one, but yes. The only difference is...
It is the desk. Okay, fine.
This is the recommended one?
The next one is actually what the resolution says, which was recommended. But the only difference between this and the next one is the central furniture and the detail on the public podium.
I have a question. You've been repeating it again and again. When you say that the bench is not accessible,
yes.
What is the significance of that?
It means that a person whose hand, if a person is in a wheelchair, say the chair, they could not get into the...
Right, this is not a...
The chair.
You might elect somebody.
If the chair or if one of the people, the clerk who's sitting up on the bench is in a wheelchair or, you know, breaks their leg skiing or something and they can't get up there.
Okay, so it has to go.
Let's let him go on and talk about.
Sorry. Okay.
So, in these plans that we're looking at, they're color coded. So the blue spaces are the spaces that belong to the legislature staff, the receptionist, the deputy, the clerk, and the chair. And the pink spaces are the spaces that really support the legislature itself. That's just to help you read things. I'll point out some flaws. Just one moment. So if we look at how the staff is organized, the staff felt it had very good workflow. The staff is put together. The deputy, the clerk, and the chair are close to each other. The receptionist is at the front, very close, looking at the elevator, so she controls people coming and going and creates a secure entrance into the room. If we look at each of these three pieces, the clerk and the deputy are in... these are not full-height walls. These are meant to be 7-foot-high partitions. Arel has marked on the wall where these would be. It's the blue lines that are taped to the wall. This is the height of them. The first one would be each one gets one window, and they're divided in the middle there, you can see. They would not touch the brackets at all. They would be in line very similar to where the enclosure is right now for the jury box in terms of the dimension out into the room. The specific detail of that those enclosures has not been designed yet. We've talked to the committee about a lot of different options that are available. They could be made out of glass. They could be clear glass. They could be decorative glass. They could be solid. They could be made out of wood. They could be made out of fabric-wrapped panels, any combination of the above. They could have sliding doors on them made out of glass, frosted glass, a lot of different options. So that's something that we shouldn't get too hung up on that now, but there are a lot of options, and the point is we feel we can arrive at a solution that's compatible to the room, that's comfortable to the room historically, that is not too intrusive, and that's very functional for the people that use those spaces. Now, the chair, you can see, is in the back corner. This is the room that's currently the jury room, and it's a long room. What we've done is we've divided it at this point here and created two spaces, the chair on the west end with a desk and a large round table that 6 to 10 people could meet at. The east end of the space is divided with a wall with a pocket door in it, and that's the break room for the staff and the legislators to use during meetings. That's convenient because that's where there's a small toilet now, which can remain, and there's plumbing there. The kitchenette is there. So this makes a lot of sense to be a small break room. It has a very nice window, has enough space for a small table, a couple of chairs. There certainly should be a telephone there so that the legislators can escape and make a telephone call in here in private. As I pointed out earlier, you can access this room from both sides, which is good. You can get it from the chair side with this pocket door, or the legislators can get up during a meeting if they want to use the bathroom, make a phone call, get a drink, get a cup of coffee. They can do this without disturbing the meeting. This shows the existing U-shaped desk in the room. You get a sense of the scale. What's nice about that desk is it keeps the legislators close together. There's only 13 feet between your heads across the space, so if you're having a conversation, you know, it works pretty well. This solution shows a new bench. This is an accessible bench. See, there's no longer any steps here. So the idea here would be to build a new bench. It could be raised a little higher than the regular desk. Maybe it's 6 or 8 or 10 inches higher, so that it has a little bit of presence. The chairs that are at the bench could be a little bit taller, a little higher, so that where the chair could easily see everyone for taking votes, and people could see the chair no matter where they are around the room. This would create a truly accessible bench in case you have someone who's in a wheelchair. The public enters from the back of the room up the elevator. They come in. You can see there's a pair of doors here. Right now there's only one door back there. So in this scheme, we've made two doors. It's much more gracious. It's much larger, more space for people to move through. That way then the blue line there shows where the second door would be when the two doors are added together. The public comes into the room, and their seating, it's very nice. The seating is symmetrical. It's very easy to find. It wraps around the back of the room. That provides 47 seats. Currently, you have 20. So that's more than double the number of public seats that you have currently. Right in the middle is the public podium. Very easy to find, very obvious. Also, maybe a small rail on each side to give a little bit of separation between the public zone and the legislators' desks. Back in this corner, there's an accessible toilet. Remember, in the original plan, there was a very small bathroom in that back corner, not an accessible bathroom. But if we take the wall out and redo this, we can make the whole room into a very nice accessible bathroom with a window. It's also very well placed for the public. Public can very easily use it during a meeting without disturbing anyone. In this corner is a table. It could be large enough for committee meetings. This table shown easily seats 12. There could be more chairs around the edges. We would recommend an LCD screen on the wall here so that you could use it during meetings, make it more functional. During a session, the staff will sit to support, as you do currently, on the back here. They could also sit in these chairs turned around. So you could get 10 staff here and maybe another 10 here if you wanted. In terms of meeting spaces, also don't forget, meetings could take place in the chair's office. It's big enough now, unlike where you are currently. You could have a real meeting in there for up to maybe 10 people at this table. You'll also see when we get, I'm going to show you later on, the plans for downstairs in the basement, where we'll have another meeting space for 26 people. So we have a combination of different meeting spaces for different kinds of needs. This is also a very secure arrangement. The elevator for the public arrives at one point. The receptionist can see them. These doors could be on could have card access or controls that the receptionist could control. So you have very good security control here in this plan. And lastly, while maybe it's not absolutely perfect, we feel that this solution does respect the historic quality of the room. None of these walls, touch the real architectural elements in the room. The main architectural elements at the end wall, the north wall of the room, are completely intact. So in balance, we think it addresses not perfectly, but it covers quite well the key points. This variation, which is actually the recommendation that the committee put forward, is identical to the plan we just talked about in every respect except for the desk in the middle. This shows a new desk, the idea of a new desk. Perhaps it would be based on a curve. The whole point of creating a new desk would be to create more comfort and better function than what you have currently. A curved desk in this arrangement gives you better sight lines between all 16 people. Better than what you have now. When things are perfectly straight, it's hard for you to see down the row. And they're curved, it makes it a little easier. So that's a little bit of an improvement. Another idea here is the attitude towards the drawer units. What this is saying is that instead of every single person having a drawer unit, since when we looked at them, many of them were empty, we didn't think maybe they were all necessary, so we thought, well, what happens if we were to share them? Two seats would share one unit. of four drawers, so maybe each person gets two drawers. Or maybe there's a situation where you sit somebody who never uses a drawer next to somebody who uses all the drawers and let them have the whole unit. This seems like this is reasonable, given the number of drawers that we saw that were used was so small. The advantage of this is you have more leg room, which you would all appreciate. You have much more room now for your legs instead of those really tight little spaces. Again, this is an early concept. This is not the final design of this table. It would be designed, you would have a chance to review it, and we would probably build a full-scale mock-up of it, which you could actually sit at and see. In terms of the price of the old versus the new, that's also been preliminary looked at, and it's not. There are expenses both ways. The old desk, as I mentioned, is a gigantic piece of furniture. To move it, it has to be taken apart, has to be refurbished to some level, put back together again. That's quite expensive, which offsets the cost of a new one. So it's not like one's 10 times what the other one is. They're very similar, probably. So we really shouldn't be, I think the decision about the desks is not a monetary decision. It's more one to do with, what does one have value more than the other? Is the old desk particularly special to you? These desks are old. They're 75 years old, but they're not particularly precious. It's not like George Washington signed a document at it, or, you know, there's nothing that's that precious about them. However, they have character and they're attractive if they were refurbished. On the other hand, new comfortable desks could be beautiful and more comfortable.
What's the relative desk space?
Each desk is 4 foot 6 inches wide, 2 foot 2 inches deep. And these are, the curved ones are based on the same thing, it's just it's curved.
Miles, we're about 45 minutes
okay.
into the presentation.
Yep. The recommendation for the balcony is to make it into the camera room. Actually, turns out the technical staff has advised us that they really don't need all that space up there. They probably could get by with only half of it, which means we would probably have the option to use some of the leftover space for something else, such as shared office space. Even though it's not accessible, the elevator does not go to that level, that would still be a reasonable use of it because you could have space in the lower level of this building, which would be fully accessible for people that needed office space that were handicapped. So it's helpful. This is the basement level, and this is the room I've been referring to in the corner. The current planning room is that one corner space. This shows it twice as large. That gives you a room that would seat 26 people. It's meant to supplement the meeting spaces you have in the old jail. This is not saying that you can't meet in the old jail conference rooms. This just gives you another option. It's inside this building. You don't have to go outside in the winter. You can just go down the elevator and you're in this you're in this room. It's convenient to all the accessible bathrooms and the elevator, so it's a fully accessible room. If this room were renovated, it could be made quite attractive. It could have modern technology, a screen and so forth. It could be a very good meeting room. Okay, and now I'm going to go quickly through the other options that were looked at and discarded along the way. This is the very first plan that Holt presented to the committee in January 12th. It's actually interesting that quite a few similarities are in this into the final recommendation. If you look at the position of the four staff members, the receptionist, the deputy, the clerk, and the chair, they're all in exactly the same place as the final recommendation. You'll see on the other options, they're all over the place. So I think that was kind of an interesting point. The other special characteristic of this plan was that it included two shared offices in it. It was symmetrical, you can see. It had two on one side and two on the other. These were meant to be unassigned spaces, shared offices that the legislators could use. There was a lot of discussion about this, and people, both sides of the fence, pro and con, but in the end it was felt that controlling the use of these rooms would be difficult. Who's gonna police them when somebody's in it and just doesn't leave? Or parks. I mean, these are meant to be neutral spaces that anybody can use equally of the 16 members. So we listened to them, to that criticism, and these rooms vanished in later versions, you'll see. In the original scheme, it did show the possibility of reusing the U-shaped desks, which is nice because it keeps the legislators close together. The most negative things about this were the public seating is a little clumsy in the back. The side's rather tight. It's not symmetrical, which is a little confusing to the public. The public podium is off-center. It's off to the side, which is also a little confusing to the public. You want the things for the public to be very clean and simple. There's no accessible toilet on the floor in this scheme. We're relying on these two tiny little bathrooms. That was it. The bench that was shown was this bench. It was the inaccessible bench. And lastly, the committee, some of the members of the committee criticized this scheme because they felt that it intruded quite a lot into the historic character of the room. By having things in both corners now, maybe we were starting to tip the balance too much away from an historic room. We did four variations on that scheme. These are identical except for the furniture in the very middle of the space and a few small details. This number one, it shows, again, these are four variations that show the new desks. And we just wanted to show to the committee at this early stage the idea of the new desk and how it could be arranged different ways and it could be flexible. This just shows in two arcs facing each other. Variation two showed in rows, and everyone agreed that was a big mistake. That does not make sense for the legislator to meet in rows, like in a schoolhouse. This showed arcs that were asymmetrical a little bit. This one where it's orienting towards the bench, and it puts its back a little bit to the public, you can see. And then there's the reverse of that, which puts the back towards the bench. These people actually have to turn around to see the chair, but it looks more towards the public. So these were just different variations we looked at. These were just ideas.
Seats in the open jaw there?
These are the presenter tables.
Okay.
Yep. Next, we looked at eight alternates, and they're not in the direct order of A, B, C, D. They're grouped because of the logic of how they kind of work together. But they're organized sort of by where the staff is in each case. So the first one, option A, places the staff in the northern corners of the big room. the deputy and the clerk on one side, and here you can see on this side was the chair with a desk at one end and a small meeting table at the other end, but basically twice as big as one of those.
And the committee meeting in that space.
Yes. Yes, and instead of having the table out here, which you saw earlier, the committee meeting space was back in the where the jury room was, back here. So you have a private enclosed space. The pros and cons of this, where the pros was that it keeps the legislators close together using the U desk. It provided a lot of public seating. There are 50 seats, and it provided good security at the entrance. The negatives were that the staff workflow is poor. The staff is spread out in three separate sections of the plan. It's very clumsy. They're always moving one way or the other. Secondly, the committee meeting space, although it's a separate space, it's actually quite small. It's quite tight. This is showing 20 seats, 12 at a table and 8 around the edges, and it's really packed in there. It's quite tight. Not ideal. The third con would be that, again, that the bench is not accessible. And the last would be that, again, it's intrusive into the historic character of the room, these two corners. Option A1 is identical to A, except that it has shows a different arrangement for the new desks. And it also includes, in this corner, an accessible toilet. So again, it would be really the same pros and cons as the one before, with just that with that slight variation there. Option A2...
Except for the...
You
said before that there was, the staff workflow was bad. It was in three spaces.
Yes.
In this one, I don't see the three spaces anymore. I just see two.
The staff is between 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I think...
That's the chair.
Yeah, but he's referring to the chair as part of the staff in this situation.
The copy room that was down in the corner that you were in.
Rich, if you could write your questions down. He's getting close to the end here. Let's see if we can get through the rest of the presentation.
A2 is identical to A. It just shows, again, a slightly different arrangement of desks, new desks in the middle. The other important idea here is that in this corner, in this plan, it showed a shared office rather than the toilet, the accessible toilet room. What this means is there's no accessible toilet on the floor. Not great. All the other pros and cons are identical to A in this one.
And the copy function is up in the corner.
The copy function that used to be here in A is in this spot here, correct. That's true in A1 and in A2. Next, we looked at option B. In option B, the staff now, instead of being at the north end of the room, it's slid down to the south end of the room. So we have the receptionist in the same position. In this scheme, we have the deputy on one side with the copy next to it, the chair on the other side, and in the corner is the clerk. Probably the key advantage of this scheme was felt that it was the least intrusive into the historic interior. It doesn't put anything at this end of the room. It puts it all at the back of the room. And the front of the room, the part that you look at, looks unencumbered. So the pros and cons for this scheme: it reuses the U desks, which means the legislators are close together. It provided a lot of public seating. It was actually up to 50. Good public security at the door And as I mentioned, it's less intrusive into the historic interior. The cons, the staff workflow, again, is not good because it's split up between three different parts of the room. The committee meeting space, as we mentioned earlier, is quite small. The bench is not accessible. And there's no accessible toilet on the floor. In fact, in this scheme, we've lost a toilet. So we actually have eliminated one toilet. This is really quite weak in that regard. The other thing about this scheme is the public seating, I think, is really confusing because when the public comes in, it's very obvious you sit here, but there's also public seating on the two sides behind the staff seating. So it's sort of hidden. You're not quite sure you should go there or if you're welcome to go there. It's not very clear for the public. Option D and E, you'll see, have similarities. Option D keeps the staff clustered at the south end of the room. So we've got receptionist with the deputy right next to it. On the other side, the clerk, and in the corner with the largest space, the chair. Copy in the corner.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is that accurate? Are the legislator, no one else is using the mic, are the legislators actually have their back to the chair of the legislature in that one? Where's the chair of the legislature?
The chair would be there.
And everyone is facing out?
And in this scheme, everyone is facing the public.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
If there was a movie over here.
Okay. No editorializing. Let's go on. We're an hour into the presentation.
So the pluses for this scheme are that all the legislators face the public. If you consider that a plus. The staff is together, which they are at the back of the room. That's actually quite good. There's plenty of public seating. The bench is fully accessible. It provides good security. And this scheme is very inintrusive. In fact, it is the least intrusive into the historic interior of all the schemes. The window walls are all completely untouched. It's all kind of hidden at the back. Please. The cons for this scheme include the distance between these legislators, these guys, is quite substantial, 38 feet. Currently, you're 13 feet. So it would make a conversation. You have to all be mic'd to hear each other. Secondly, some of the legislators cannot see the bench. If you're sitting here, you almost have to turn around. It's awkward to see the chair. Again, some of the flaws from the other scheme. Again, this meeting room, it's rather small. The staff space is at the back. It's nice that they're clustered together, but they're all rather tight. They're all kind of on the small side. If we did go with this scheme, you cannot use the U-shaped desk. It will not fit in the room. It will not fit in this dimension. It's just too long. This scheme has no accessible toilet on the floor. In fact, it eliminates one of the two bathrooms. Not great. Scheme E, you can see a similar arc, is the same as in D. But this one includes an accessible toilet in this corner, and it puts the chair in the corner space with a meeting table within the office. The meeting space that used to be in that room now is out in front of the giant arc. So for this scheme, E, The pluses would be that the legislators face the public. There's a lot of public seating. The bench is accessible. It provides good security. It provides a new accessible toilet. And it's not intrusive into the historic interior. The cons would be, again, the large distance between the legislators as you get to the outsides of the arms, and the fact that some of the legislators have their back to the chair. The staff workflow is not great, because here now we're spread out again all across the room. Not great. And also the existing U-desks, if you choose to use them, would not fit in this scheme. Next are two options where this arc is turned the other way, facing the bench. So this puts a clear focus on the bench, if that's something you value. The pros for this scheme, it does keep the staff all together at the back of the room, as we said earlier, which is good. Again, a lot of public seating, good security, and it's not at all intrusive into the historic room. The cons would be that, again, we have a very large distance across the arc for legislators. We also have a rather large distance between the public and the chair in this scheme. Again, the meeting space in the corner is small. The bench is not accessible. There is no handicapped toilet on this floor. In fact, we've also eliminated one toilet. And last, I think this is last, is G, which is, again, the arc is the same orientation as in C. This is similar, except this scheme does include an accessible toilet on the floor.
Miles, the disadvantage of both of these is that the legislators' backs are to the public.
The legislators' backs are to the public, absolutely. Completely to the back. So, again, for this one, just to read it once more, the pros for this scheme would be that it puts a clear focus on the bench, provides ample public seating, provides a new accessible toilet, and good public security. The option is the least intrusive into the historic interior. On the negative, there's a large distance between the legislators. They have their back to the public. The bench is not accessible. The committee meeting space is small. The staff spaces at the back are small, or are rather tight. And the staff workflow across the room is poor. We've gone through all 10 of them, and I want to just go through the recommended option once, just to put it back in focus again.
Yeah, Miles, you're going to put that up at this point, the recommended option? You're going to show the recommended option?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is
the recommended option. This is option F, the recommended option that we talked about earlier. Just to recap the main points, let me go back one second. Again, there's the reuse of the desk or the old desk. The pros for this is that the staff was very happy with the flow of work. People are close together. The legislators, whether you use the old desk or a new desk, the point is they're close together. There are not a huge distance between them. A number of meeting spaces are presented on, you know, where you can, in the space, in the office, downstairs, their choices. The seating for the public is very clear. There's twice as much seating at the rear. It's very easy to find. The podium is in the middle. It's well connected to a new accessible toilet at the back. Excellent security at the front and control. And in balance, it's respectful of the historic interior. We can use new desk if we choose to. We'll certainly want to use the camera room upstairs. We have the option of maybe shared office space up there as well. We certainly want to consider using the space in the basement as a good meeting room. You can accommodate 26 people there. It simply supplements what you already have in the old jail. It's fully accessible. You have modern technology. Also, it's possible, you know, if we work further with planning, that we may be able to even have more shared office space on this level as well to support the legislator. That's, and I just want to point one thing out here. There is a chart which you've seen which compares all the schemes, so you can look at the details. But the main point is that the recommended option, the F option, provides the legislative chambers with 175% increase in the square footage that you have currently, 175% more space than you have currently in the main courthouse for the legislator spaces. In terms of if you analyze the space that's assigned to the staff, which is the bottom part of this chart, that is much more similar to what you have currently. It's an increase of just 3% more than you have currently. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Miles. Thank you, Graham,
thank you
for your work, and Arel. I think you have done a lot of good work here. You've laid this out carefully and professionally to us. Martha, what I'd like to do at this point is move the resolution and open it up for everybody's questions. Maybe you could open it up for everybody's questions, and we could have the debate and discussion about it. Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
I'd like to move the resolution on the back of the packet recommending relocation of the Tompkins County Legislature to the old courthouse second floor and recommending a schematic design for the required renovation.
And seconded by Jim.
Thank you.
And I would point out this was passed unanimously by the committee, which included Mike, myself, Dooley, Frank, and Kathy Luz Herrera. And Carol have changed places, so Carol's on the committee now. I also just wanted to say that on the chart, understand that the green column towards the middle there, it says 2011 TC space study. That's the identified standard spaces that we, through the studies that we've done in the past, for each of those spaces, what is supposed to be the standard, and then what's existing, and then you can compare the options with that. So I've got Nathan and then Carol.
Yeah, I definitely like the option that was recommended by the committee. I like how the new desks actually curve in the same way that matches the wall and the front part of the room too. And also, I think that the new desks are good because an issue, since we're talking about wheelchair access, you know, our current desks just don't have that. And so, by having desks like this, I think that it will be able to accommodate a legislator that needs a wheelchair, right? So I think that makes sense. I just have one quick question. In terms of a screen for presentations, where does the screen? I know there's a screen on the corner there, but is there another one that's going to be positioned?
I'm sorry, I overlooked that. The idea would be that there would be a screen here, which would be mounted up here on the ceiling,
okay,
motorized, and come down. It would be completely above the chair and people there.
Uh-huh.
There could also be another screen at the back of the room in front of the glass that can come down there as well, so that both ends of the room might have a screen on.
All right. Oh, that's fantastic. Great. All right.
All right, I'm going to read a list of the names that I have, but I also wanted to say a couple of other things. The committee did look at the number of options for those panels. So Miles mentioned the panels that would be those walls, and we looked at a large number of different flavors and felt satisfied that we could figure out something that would work. One of the issues about new desks is that the potential for microphones built in, even technology built in, wireless technology built in, somehow, things built into new desks is available that would help us avoid all the cords that are, when you really start to look at the old courtroom chambers, you realize how messy it looks. So new desk might provide some benefits there. And a key point is that the whole idea here that adding, so the big compromise in all this is adding staff space within this room. And there's a reason for doing that. And the reason is that enabling the four staff offices to fit within this space and not having to move planning and ITCTC out of the first floor saves us, what, a couple million dollars at least, Joe?
Yes.
At least $2 million of finding, building alternative space for planning. So with the committee certainly felt that if we were starting from scratch, we wouldn't put staff offices in a room like this. But in these times, this was certainly something we felt we could recommend to the body. I have Carol, Brian, Peter, Pat, Jim, and Pam. If I've missed anybody, Will, Dooley, Frank. Okay. So start with Carol.
Yeah, well, I was going to suggest a way of proceeding that involved time to ask the architects questions, but I'm sensing that if I yield the floor without giving my opinion, I'll... We won't get back to that. So, okay. Yeah. So, first, I will just point out that none of us were able to design the current space. Even the longest standing of us weren't able to design the current space that we're in. We got elected to office, and we're serving, but that's not what the space looks like isn't why we chose to serve, obviously. This is so much more beautiful a space than what we're in that I really appreciate that we're going to have the opportunity to be in a nicer space, and that none of these details, should hold us up. I do think that this is something we should do. That said, I think there was a lot of discussion about bathrooms. I think there's some misunderstanding that I realized when we got to that last page about the number of bathrooms we're operating with now, with essentially 21 of us who want to be in the room through most of the meeting, 15 legislators and two clerks of the legislature and three staff at least. We're all needing to use bathrooms in what is now a 5 to 8 minute break, and we currently, unlike the two that are listed on the page that says existing space, we actually have access to 6 bathrooms because there are 2 on the same floor down the hall that you can get to within that 5 to 8 minute break period. So I was going to ask the architects if there was some standard of, time or, that 21 people need to access 2 bathrooms. And assuming that, or knowing that we don't manage
women,
to
Carol.
Do it, what?
You have to know how many are women.
This is true. Although I didn't realize how much bigger the guys' bathroom was than the women's in our current space. I just realized that. And they probably have more stalls in there, or whatever they call them. So anyway, I would just like to suggest an amendment to the resolution that recognizes that 2 bathrooms are not going to accommodate us, and that I would like to add a resolved further that in order to accommodate the needs of all legislators and staff, that meeting breaks will have to be at least 15 minutes long. I don't think that accessibility of a wheelchair is the only issue, and I have trouble getting access to the bathroom now.
I'm going to try to move this along.
So resolution.
There's an elevator, and there are stairs in 2 places down to how many bathrooms are on the lower level? How many stalls?
There's one accessible and then a men's and a women's room that have multiple stalls.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Time.
I don't think it's appropriate to put that in a resolution. We've already started to have 10-minute breaks. I think whoever is the chair of the legislature can pay attention to that, and if we can't get back to the table, we'll have 15-minute breaks. I don't think that belongs in the resolution.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion, both in the committee and then mentioned
okay. What are your other questions, Carol?
Of accessibility, and I don't think this solves the issue either of accessibility for all of us. I mean, none of us are currently in wheelchairs, or for the public or somebody in a wheelchair who, according to this plan, has to go right off of what is public space right next to a bench where somebody's
okay.
sitting.
Okay. What are your other questions, Carol?
And I will also say that I have showed this. I did show this plan to somebody who does something with design for a living, and immediately it was the first thing that their eye went to. That's not a great place for an accessible bathroom. So I will point that out. It's not ideal. Other elements of this that I would just like to ensure is that desks, whatever desks we have a front. It's, you know, with 3-4 longer hour meetings, just that there's a privacy issue there, that we have enough elbow and room for our papers. And if it's possible, I would like to keep the upper end of the current bench. It's a nice architectural element or design element in this room, whether it's original or not. I understand we may need to lower the height of it, but it looks like we should be able to get the upper end of that out and maybe use it if possible.
That's a good suggestion. It looks like it's not exactly attached. Brian, Peter, Pat, and Jim.
Thanks. Let me just start by thanking Arel and the folks from Holt. I know this was a long, long process, and we'll get there. This is probably a question for staff. I actually have four of them. I did write them down. So, anyways, does the UCS or Unified Court System still have proprietary control over this space even after we make renovations?
No. This is not their space. It's county-owned space that they, lease. They provide, they pay for maintenance. Of this space, so no, they would not have any control of this space once we do the swap.
Okay. I had and you don't have to answer these. I'll just spit them out. I want to know what you're planning on doing, if anything, as far as the acoustics that are in here, as far as the staff space behind us. Does that have ceiling structure over it? If not, it may be a disruption having a meeting over here, even with walls, you know, with the noise bouncing around and going in there, and vice versa. My personal feeling is that with the additional meeting space, or is the additional meeting space in the basement necessary at this time, given the additional meeting spaces that we're proposing for this area? We've got two over there. We're going to have basically 2.5 over here just with this floor. And I don't know, I guess I'd almost be in favor of just kind of holding off on that and seeing how this goes before we did something like that down there. Just a suggestion or what your thoughts are or whatever. So,
you want to answer those quickly? I mean, I think those are important questions.
Yeah, on acoustics, we explained to the committee that once a configuration, a layout is recommended, hopefully we'll get to an agreement tonight, that's the part that we would work with Holt. There are acoustical engineers that we would involve in the project. It's a solvable issue. So it's nothing that I think we should be too concerned about. This space has not had any acoustical treatments in all the time that's been a courtroom. So there are things that we can do either through acoustical panels or through baffling, through drapery, all sorts of things that we could do to improve
significantly the acoustics in this space. The offices back here that Brian was referring to, no, they will not have a ceiling. We weren't proposing putting a ceiling. Once we do that, it would kind of complicate the HVAC and airflow in those spaces. The walls are going to be 7 feet high. They will be acoustically treated on the inside. So we are pretty confident that that they'll work well as far as acoustics for staff working in there that won't be able to hear what's going on out here in the open chamber and vice versa. And we're also looking at possibilities of white noise that we could also generate so that you don't hear what's going on in the offices. So we don't see that as an insurmountable challenge. We think it's something that we can do. But at this point, rather than run up the tab with Holtz and looking at each option and how we could, you know, address the acoustics, we really want first to arrive at a configuration, and that once we do that, then we would involve those experts to look at the acoustics and also the lighting in this space.
And the last one was the additional meeting room downstairs.
Yeah, every option that you've seen today shows that basement space. And it initially came up because of executive sessions. Currently, the way you have executive sessions, you hold executive sessions at the end of your legislature meetings, so most of the public either were asked to leave or most of them are already gone by then. If you want to change the way you do that and want to have executive sessions during your legislative meetings, we created that space downstairs so that either the legislature goes down to that meeting space to have an executive session, that's one option, or you stay here and ask the public to leave, and they can either go out in the lobby or outside, or they could go to that meeting space downstairs. So we wanted to provide the flexibility. Now, it's not a requirement that conference room remain in any of these plans, but that's an important thing that we'd like the legislature to also give us some direction on. We feel that it would be useful for planning. It's a very small meeting space right now. I did want to point out that the current conference room downstairs for planning is not only a conference room, but a library, a kitchen, and break area. So if we do make that conference room for use by the legislature or others, we would be displacing their break area library, which we would have to create in that adjoining storage space. So once an option is proposed, whether we do the larger conference room downstairs, we would either have to relocate planning's library as well as their break area.
Actually, the committee discussed that we would very seldom be using that as a meeting space. So mostly it would be improving that room for the use of the staff, you know, 9 to 5 every day, where we would almost never be in there.
So, but, yeah, it's not a requirement of this plan that we wanted to show it because it would allow space if the legislature wanted to have an executive session outside of this chamber space.
Okay, we've got Peter, Pat, Jim, and Pam, Will, Dooley, and Frank. Peter.
Yeah,
Can Peter get a microphone?
Yeah. Not quite sure if I'm only allowed to ask questions or make statements, but
both.
So a little bit of both, okay?
Make a statement in the guise of a question.
Okay. A couple of things. For meeting space, the kind of meeting space that I personally think is missing are the small meeting spaces. I have a lot of meetings with one or two other people, and I have them always in College Town Bagels in Aurora Street. And I often would have thought it would be nice if there were a place in the legislative offices where we could have those meetings. I think the meeting space in the chair's office is a waste of space, because the only person you could schedule a meeting there in is the chair. I mean, you couldn't schedule a meeting because the chair might be there at the time when you wanted to meet. So that I'm not sure that would really fill a need. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if the chair has a large group she wants to talk to, you go to one of the meeting rooms. So that doesn't seem like a good use of space. The plan that I am attracted to is C, Charlie, Plan Charlie. I'd like to point out a couple of important things here. The idea of having everyone equidistant from the chair, I think, is really important. I think it makes a statement that is an important statement. And
I also like the fact that if I were, no matter where I'm sitting, I can see someone, one of my other people, other colleagues, good visibility to everybody. I measured it. You said it with that the extremes were quite far from each other. I honestly don't think they're very much farther than now my distance between myself and the guys over there. I don't think that's a real problem. The fact that one's back is to the public, I think, sounds bad, but it really isn't, because we only talk to the public for 10 or 15 minutes during our meetings, and we can turn around then and talk to them at that particular point. A legislature is supposed to talk to the chair. That's the way that's the way Robert's rules read, and not to the people in the back. I think the idea of preserving as much of the historical character of the building is not just an aside. As far as I'm concerned, that's a major advantage to any renovation. I hate the idea of losing that beautiful wooden screen over there, and I would like to see us use the inaccessible space. It seems to me that it would be possible, if people thought it was absolutely necessary, you could build a little 12-inch elevator, electric elevator at one point, to make that accessible if necessary. I don't think that's a huge amount of money. And maybe you could wait until you did elect a chair that was handicapped before putting it up. The problem in that struck me was you said that the staff didn't think that there was good workflow there. I don't exactly understand why when I look at it. The blue spaces seem close enough together. I don't quite understand that little corridor between the one at the bottom of the page and the one up there, but otherwise, I don't see what's the matter with the workflow. It's not like the one you showed where it was hodgepodge all over the place. So in any case, that's my particular reaction, is that I think that C preserves the beauty of this space, which I think is important, better than anything else, and I don't think the drawbacks are all that important. So
I'd like to answer the point about the chair's meeting room and about the meetings with one or two other people. Again, we will still have the old jail conference room, both sides of it. It seems to me a table over here will, again, mostly be unoccupied, and if you wanted to plan to meet somebody here, this room will be a big empty room with staff kind of working over there. I think that would serve nicely for and if you wanted, and obviously we'd schedule this space to, if you need to make sure with the clerks, is this space going to be available? So a small meeting could certainly happen here. As far as the chair's office, I really disagree with you, Peter. There are many times when I'd like to meet with a couple of people, and this actually, often I end up, we will end up meeting in Joe's office. This provides a better space, an additional and a better space. We can't fit as many people as this in Joe's office, and that's quite often a problem. So this is sort of just about what the space standard identifies as what the chair should have for the purpose of having a table where a few people can meet. So it is important and would be very useful.
Can I just one word? Oh, I'm sorry. When you're through, to answer the other thing about the other meeting space that you mentioned.
Sure.
Quickly. It's the lack of privacy. When you want to schedule a meeting, you don't want to have... We're all polite. People wander in, they say, "Oh, hi, Pat, good to see you," and come and
look into
the... Well,
there's also the possibility of the space up there, if that's...
Okay.
Okay. And also the basement area. So we're creating a lot of new spaces. Pat.
Thank you. I also would like to second what Brian said in terms of thanks to our architects, to the architects. I'd like to say thank you to the architects, to Arel, to everyone on the committee that worked on this. And I came to a couple of the committee meetings, so I know that you've spent a great deal of time working on this, and I appreciate all the thought and planning that has gone into this presentation tonight. To some degree, I also want to say that I understand where Carol is coming from, their concern about the number of bathrooms that are available. However, having looked at early renditions of the plans and having come to a couple of the committee meetings when it was discussed prior to the time that the accessible bathroom was added up here on the second floor, I do appreciate the difficulty of finding space for bathrooms in here, and I also appreciate the fact that an accessible bathroom was added, even with the fact that it's a rather public access to it, which I recognize also. But I do think that the whole bathroom question is one on which I am very willing to compromise on at this point, because I recognize the challenge of trying to maintain the architectural, historical value of the building that we have here, trying to get things into this second floor, trying to fit all the other things into here that we're trying to do. And I would very strongly support the committee's recommendation. I would like to say in regards to Peter's support of Plan C that I find it very unattractive to have a plan that would have us have our back to the public. It seems if I put myself in the place of a member of the public coming into the meeting, if we had an arrangement that we had just created that deliberately put all of us so that we have our back to the public, I think that's kind of poor. I think if I remember the public coming in, that I would not feel that the legislature was being very responsive to the public in that kind of a plan.
Jim.
Thank you, Martha. And also thank you to all the people, Rel and others, at the staff and the architects who've worked on this for such a long time. There are three things I want to mention. One, the most important issue for me is how the staff can work in the space that we're going to have. Think about it. We, on a good meeting day, we will spend 96 hours a year in this building. That's 8 hours a month in an actual legislature meeting. If it's a long meeting, we'll go up to 120 hours in the year. That's 5 days we would be here. And the rest of the time, we're not here, and they are. So that's important to me. I think the public space being doubled is important because clearly over there, and you all know it's a terrible place to have anyone come into a meeting. And also the space for us is bigger, obviously. I think the number was 175% more space for the legislators. Truly, I didn't run for office to be in a wide open space, but clearly I think this is a great space. And I'm not going to tell you to paint the walls taupe or maroon or purple because that's not what we're doing. But I will suggest that I will support option F because of the way it kind of works out for the public and, more importantly, for the staff. And also, item F has no cons. So, you know, I think I'm on the right track with doing this.
Pam.
Yes, I too would like to thank everybody. I know that the committee has just put in a huge amount of work, as has Arell and have Holt. I appreciate that a tremendous amount. I think when we started this out, we were trying to create a space for the legislature to have meetings in, for the staff to work in, and for the legislature to function as a legislature in terms of committees. And the kinds of space needs that we have. And I've had some problems with the configurations that we have, but I am willing to support one of these because in the resolution it recognizes the temporary nature of this, because I do not think that this is a solution that fills the needs of the legislature in any significant way. I mean, I think Peter raise the point, and I raise this to the committee at another time, which is that to have a committee meeting in this space when you have staff working here, first place, it's got to be disruptive. And second place is that it's very hard to have any kind of executive meeting. You couldn't have an executive meeting here. And to have a committee meeting here, which is what the goal was, is to move the committee meetings out of the old jail over here. And so we don't do that in my mind. I think that we still have to have our meetings over in the old jail, which is fine. I mean, I don't think that's a problem. But I do think that this space is not filling the needs of the legislature. And I think Jim's view that the staff who spend more hours here, it's incredibly important. And I'm not sure whether the staff actually sees this as an ideal solution. I mean, they will be sitting in this open room, and I expect that there will be conversations and discussions going on during the day. And I don't know how distracting it will be. I suppose you won't know until you're in this space. But if any of you have any comments about this plan as putting you here, and I don't know if Karen has been part of this discussion at all, it would be good to know what your feelings are if someone would speak to that. I was a little astonished that in the choice F there were no cons, which I guess is good that you all felt so strongly that you felt there was nothing negative about it. But I guess in my mind, there should be a negative there, which is that there really is no private space on this floor for legislators to have committee meetings. I mean, there were plans that put the legislative committee meetings in that back space there. But in any case, it didn't work out that way. But I think that is a definite negative for the plan that we have. I'm curious whether we will have curtains on the walls. I mean, I know we darken the space over in the other building. Are we going to do that? Here's another question. Will we need to be doing that here? And then I agree with Peter's idea that it would be, I think, a real sorrow to lose the bench up here. And that if there isn't some way that we can't make that handicap accessible or have a plan in place so that we elect a chair who is handicapped accessible, that we can figure out a way to do that. Because I think that has that adds an element to this room that I would be sad to see go. So I guess in terms of my questions, I'd like to, if legislative staff have anything they'd like to say, I'd like to know about the curtains. And I guess that was the only two questions I had. Thanks.
Let me first say thank you to Aurel and Holt. We staff, all three of us, Michelle, Karen, and I, met with Aurel many times, and Martha joined us. We're very supportive of this option. Uh-huh. And if you spent a day in Karen's office when family court is going on, the disruptions, I don't think they'll compare to what we'll see over here. So, but staff is very supportive of the recommendation by the committee.
Yeah, I would say the original charge actually wasn't to provide a committee meeting room here at all. That actually was never, we don't have a committee meeting room over there. That was sort of invented as a plus that Miles and Graham brought to us and said, well, what do you think about this? So it's an added thing that if committees would rather stay at the old jail, that's great. Staff actually likes it from the point of view of being able to just pick up from there to there to take the minutes for a meeting. Mm-hmm. I would point out, There's really a lot of space here, and if you've got a wall and you're working over there, I really think there's going to be a sense that a sort of a quiet murmur might be happening over here, unless there are some fights, I don't know. But and then the plus of having an executive session room downstairs for the very unusual circumstance when we might need it. But I think that the whole idea of a committee space was never part of the original requirement. of what we needed to replace from the other building. And curtains?
Well, also to speak a little bit to kind of the staff, we involved them from the very beginning. It wasn't just myself meeting with staff. It was actually myself, Miles, and Graham on some occasions. But every meeting that we had, Holt was involved. When we talked about the existing space, the square footage that we were showing was the effective office space. We took out the circulation. Your current setup is very poor because people have to circulate through their offices, the reception, the deputy, and the clerk to get to Martha's office. These plans, actually all of these plans, people aren't walking through their offices, so they actually have more space, usable space, than they currently have. Regarding the draperies, as I indicated before, regarding acoustic treatments, those are things that we would look at. And unlike most other projects where we don't involve committees or legislature in selection of window treatments or colors or furniture, this project, obviously, we will involve committee at every step, and those would then be brought to the full legislature before we make decisions. We see things on the acoustical treatments, things like draperies, the desks, obviously. Miles indicated before that we might do a mock-up. If we're doing new furniture, we'd do mock-up of, you know, inexpensive wood so that we could make sure we get it right for you before we go to fabricate, let's say, the new furniture. So there are many things where we would directly involve the committee, and then those things would be reported to the full legislature. So at this point, I can't tell you whether we're putting draperies or not. We would also work with Jim to make sure that, you know, we may have to put some type of window treatments for filming most of your legislative meetings. But at this point, those decisions have not been made. We would involve you as we get to that point.
I just want to add, too, staff supported having the committee meetings here. We're required by law to be open to the public. The legislature's office is a public office. We are not allowed to lock our doors and leave. We are an office of three covering many, many committee meetings, and by having some of the meetings held here will help with office coverage. If I have a person out on vacation, we're down to two, and so that's one of the reasons why we are supporting committee meetings being held here.
Pam, you had something else?
I just had one little thing that I forgot to say, which is I support Brian's idea that we just not fully develop the committee meeting room in the basement. I think that space down there, I think we it's not clear, that space. I have been in that space. I've been in meetings in that space. I'm not sure that we want to have committee meetings down there. And so I would hate to have us go to any great expense at this point. If we don't need it, I think we should just wait on that piece of it.
Okay, I've got Will, Dooley, and Frank.
A lot of my questions have already been answered. I think not having seen that space, Pam, I would be wanted to see a little more, and I wouldn't want to rule it out at this stage. But and cost, obviously, we should have some sense what it would do. Coming in here, I was aware that the stairs were roped off. Are they, Harrell, can they be made usable easily?
Yes, the courts basically put those signs there because they want security, so they want everybody to come up through the elevator, go through the magnetometer. But otherwise, when the legislature uses it, we would open that up.
Need two exits anyway.
Yeah, we would need the two exits. It's a fire exit now, and you can exit through there. Right. They just don't want people coming to the courts through that door because they want everybody to go through that one point, go through the magnetometer.
And I can't remember who said it, that lighting would be an issue. A lot of people have commented on the acoustical problems. The lighting is what's driving me crazy. And I don't know if what's driving me crazy is just unique to me or whatever, but I find the overhead glariness of it very problematic.
Yes.
And but you're confident that can be dealt with, even with the dark ceiling.
Yeah, because most of the light is reflecting up against the ceiling. We'd most likely bring it down closer to shine down. So there's a lot that we can do. A lot of none of this is original to this space. As you see along both exterior walls here, they've got a lot of the down lights, the can lights. So all of this was put in much later. So, yeah, we're well aware that lighting needs to be improved. We would most likely modify these chandeliers because they're in the way of projection and also filming that would go on upstairs. But we're looking at possibly putting a projector up in that balcony area, and these are currently in the way. If we want to project on a screen here. So that's one thing that we're looking at modifying and so greatly improving the lighting.
When you get some specifics, I would appreciate at least running by, and if it's possible to do a little sample of what you're thinking. I don't know, because once again, that's the thing that I is finding most problematic at this moment.
Yeah, and so do I. Yeah. So, I agree. Thank you.
And in general, I think I like the general scheme. I think it would be a very, very bad symbolic gesture for us to have our backs to the audience. I like anything we could do to maximize visual content between us and the public we serve is good. I like the new tables. One negative about keeping the existing beautiful, interesting, historic furniture is that the seats have a very unfortunate tendency to tip. I know this because I've almost gone over backwards. I would hope that if we do invest, that we'll spend a few extra bucks and get some really decent chairs. Far better than the ones that we installed up at the health department.
Oh, yes. So. We failed to mention that. One thing that came up very early on this project was to replace the existing chairs. So, yeah, we're not looking at bringing those chairs over unless somebody really wants to keep their chair. But, no, we were looking at putting ergonomic chairs and casters that won't get away from you like they do up at the health department.
Thank you. I have one word, eBay. Dooley and then Frank.
Well, I was excited to have the opportunity to address some of the things that were wrong with the space we occupy presently and the furniture we occupy presently. As Carol said, we certainly didn't choose it or design it. And I was looking toward this project as allowing us to have more public seating, and that is dealt with in every single one of the options. I thought it would be an excellent opportunity for legislators to get to look at each other. The old furniture does not allow that, and I would vote not to reuse the old furniture for that reason, if for no other reason, and there are some other reasons. And I was hoping that we would be able to have a room into which the legislature could retreat for an executive session instead of having the public have to leave. I'm aware that it works well in City Hall, where there is so much else wrong with their meeting space. They do have a room to go into for executive sessions. So I did not find that last thing to be well addressed in the present proposal. I think there's no reason to invest money in the basement of this building at this time. In my view, as it says in the resolution, all of these options for this second floor will allow us to function, but to me it's on a temporary basis, because best of all would be to have staff and other offices down on the first floor and not squeeze them into cubicles that don't have ceilings, and not to intrude on the pretty historic inside of this building. So what I wanted to ask about is to look at either, and I can't remember whether it's G or E or C, maybe could we look at one of those? Okay, let's look at that one.
Which one, G?
Peter likes G is fine. I know Peter likes C, but G will do too. I like very much not having the sense of this space have cubicles in it, so I like them toward the south end. I am not sure that the chair of the legislature needs as large an office as is listed in the space standards. But I don't begrudge a comfortable office with meeting space for other people. What's wrong with this particular G, as far as I can tell from a staff point of view, is that the copy machine is nowhere near where the deputy and the clerk are. And I wondered if it would be possible to move the copy machine over closer to where the elevator shaft is, so that they would have access to it. That's one question. That would also allow the, conceivably, the chair's office to go a little bit more to the south. I was wondering whether what's listed as a committee room on this one, as a chair's office almost everywhere else, could be configured to accommodate the legislature during an executive session. And I don't know whether that's possible or not. I know there's a wall added there, and I see something that says screen, but I'm not sure that incorporating some of the break room into that space wouldn't allow us to have an executive session there. So those are questions that I had hoped would be answered. With respect to the curve of the seating with the backs to the audience, I don't see any reason to have the configuration that way. I would think that the outer wings could be brought further in so that it looks more like one of the, someone called it a jaw, so it looks more like a jaw, and that would allow you to have staff against the walls and the public to move in, fill in a little more space.
Julie, we've been here more than 2 hours. I'm getting signals from people who are very eager to go home. You're on the committee. All these questions have been asked and answered.
No, they haven't.
I would like to ask, do you want to substitute G or C or anything, make a substitute motion? I think that's the appropriate way to go here. And if it's the will of the body to substitute, then I think we should.
I would not move to substitute without knowing whether what I'm saying is realistic. So I certainly won't move to substitute. And no, these were not specifically answered during our committee meetings, or I wouldn't be mentioning them now. I also have a couple of other comments in general. We have three clerks on the clerk staff now. From time to time, and in the past, and I hope again in the future, there would be the chance of adding to clerk staff. Sometimes we have interns. In the recommended option, I'm not sure where those bodies would be accommodated, so I'd like to have that addressed at this meeting. And with respect to the choices that we will make, since I stated my opinion about the old desks, I just watched a tour of the Supreme Court building in Washington, which they were doing on public television in preparation for the health hearings now, and noticed the colors that they used, and the white or cream, off-white, natural wood, and then a sort of royal red and gold. And I think that would be very nice in here. So those are my additional thoughts, which hadn't occurred to me before. Thank you.
Point of information, what is on the floor at the moment?
F.
F.
F or F1?
No, F is on the floor. Julia, if you could. What?
What's on the floor? Not for me.
It's F, and it includes the what's been done to the attic here, and it does include what's in the basement. I would make a point. It does.
It does not, in my opinion.
It's not
in the resolution.
No.
I was chair of the committee that passed the resolution. I think the committee, my sense and my memory is that the committee intended the basement to be included. However, here's something that's not articulated specifically in the resolution. So here's a thought. Rather than spend more time on it tonight, the next step certainly is that Arell and Holt have to go and do cost estimates. We could ask that they come back and include a cost estimate, an alternate that includes the basement, and what what's involved if we don't have the basement. I think that might be a relevant factor, and we don't have to be hung up tonight on whether the basement's included. So if we can, we might just put that one off, and the Capital Plan Review Committee can continue to talk about that. Dooley, I'm afraid I lost track of what specific what.
Does it include page? I just think we need to be really clear, given this group. Does it include page 24 in addition to page 23? So what's on the table?
Yeah,
page 23 and 24.
Right.
But not necessarily.
We have to have the camera room. That's all that's done there. Yes. Dooley, can you bullet which exactly what questions that you have? Because I lost track. Unless Arell or Miles or Holt or Graham have them.
I don't know what order I said them in. I was talking from memory, and maybe the clerk took them down. I don't know.
Is there something burning? I can't remember.
Well, the last thing was where an intern or another person with the clerk would be housed. That was the last thing I remember.
Okay. I mean, Janelle was my intern for the month of January, and she did have a desk, but certainly, you know, she would have been able to work at the committee room, you know, the room up there. I mean, and the desks, you know, the legislator desks aren't used 9 to 5 at all. So, all right, I've got Frank, Peter. Okay, Frank and Pam.
Yeah, I certainly think that the board chairman would be generous enough to let the intern work in that office. Leslie, you got a question? I got a series of questions, so go ahead if you want to go first.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I served on the committee, and I think we all saw more of each other than we really wanted to, but it was a pleasure. I think you guys did a good job. These are not in order of importance, Martha or Arell or anybody else. Miles, Graham, I want to hear something about if we move over here, what becomes of the parking in the spaces that we have now designated for us? Is the court system going to absorb where we park now? You don't have to answer that yet. The second is I remember when I first came on the legislature, I realized it was another century. Yeah, for most of you, it was another century, too. we used to have committee meetings right in the boardroom. There were times when we met at the end of the room where Jim and Mike and David sit, and we used to have committee meetings there. Because there wasn't enough space. We hadn't renovated the old jail at that time. So it's even possible to have a committee meeting if we decide around this dais right here, regardless of whether we have a table on the side or not. but in that same vein, I would be concerned that while a committee meeting was going on in this proposed table area, if the public came in, some member of the public came in, there'd have to be one of the clerks available to accommodate the public while the committee meeting was going on. And I think Kathy has probably thought about that one, but I think that's why Karen would be sitting where she's sitting. She's the first line of defense coming up those stairs and out of the elevator. But I think some concern has to be raised about that one. Question about the jury box and the proposed office area. Is the jury box part of the historic nature of this space, the wainscoting? Is the wainscoting against the wall part of the historic? Because some of that may have to be cut in some way to put up it, but that's not something we have to worry about. The front, the judge's podium or whatever you call that, is that part of the historic part of this room? Okay. With all the new renovations going on and the accommodations, if that has two steps in it, and there's a concern about accommodating someone who's disabled, particularly if a ramp has to be, if somebody breaks their leg skiing, with all due respect, we can help them up the two steps because that's a temporary concern. But somebody who's in a wheelchair, I've seen it done in other places, that looks like it's about 18 inches high or so. And I don't know what the distance is on the other side of that bench, but one could develop a retractable ramp to go under those, so you don't have to have, I think Miles said, you'd have to have a ramp that's 20 feet long or something like that to accommodate a chair. Could you develop a retractable ramp so that if it was needed, it could slide under that? And it could be mechanized, by the way, on a belt. Just food for thought. With all the talk about getting new desks, you know, I'm a holdout for keeping the old ones, and I'm sure that there would be some concern about the description that was given. I'd rather think, rather than characterize them as beaten up and chipped and all that, that any one of us that likes antiques could say that they have a certain patina and they're well worn, right? They're seasoned, thank you. And I think one point Dooley did not make that she's made at the committee meetings, not myself, not being somebody who wears a skirt, I think a woman that does wear a skirt would appreciate having a desk with a drop front so that there's a little polite courtesy. You did say that?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Second. That's why I didn't
say it. I'm sorry. But while you're looking at new desks and Will's concern about lighting, I think it would be wise to consider putting some sort of desk lighting on so that some of us don't have to rely on that. This doesn't particularly bother me, but I'm sure it bothers others, and it might bother Jim with his filming and whatnot. But I notice some of us have in the other room have little desk lights. Maybe you can come up with some gizmo for that. The toilet. There's got to be a way to screen that door so that somebody coming out of the accessible John doesn't walk right into the room. I mean, with all due respect, I mean, maybe there's something that we could put it at an angle or whatever you want to call it. It could be movable or not movable, but there ought to be something that provides a little accommodation there. But remind all of us as legislators, we generally do not accommodate the public using the bathrooms that are adjacent to our offices. Occasionally the public uses those, but generally they use the ones Carol was talking about, down the hall. I mean, if we're taking a break in a meeting, that's generally where they go. Some of us use those too, because as Carol said, we all can't in 22 seconds use the same facility. And if there's only two there, it's going to be tight.
Okay.
I wish you would do that when some others were talking too.
Yes, if you're, I'm trying.
To be perfectly polite. Some of us waited a long time to speak.
I know. I'm trying to move this along. Parking. I don't think there's been no discussion with Judge Mulvey about any change in parking, and
no.
I don't know why there would need to be. On the bench, you know, F or F1, the bench could be the historic bench or could be a new bench. I think we can, as I just said about the basement, we can vote on the plan and identify that we want to keep or replace the bench. That can be a separate thing.
Arthur, your comment about the basement area, I really think we ought to do that now. If we're going to
include it, or
include it. It doesn't have to be in the resolution, but have the design, when they come back, you ask them to come back with some
with prices
and whatnot. I really wouldn't want to lose sight of that because, A, it would be cheaper to do it now if we're renovating everything else, and, B, there are times when, have any of you had meetings in the dungeon down there? some of us have had Water Resources Committee meetings in there, and it's damn tight, and it's not too accommodating. Now, you got to talk to Ed about it, but, I mean, that's – I think it would be wise to do that now.
Right. There's an advantage of including it in the project because you've got contractors in the building do all at once. I've got Peter, Pam, Leslin, then Mike.
I'm sitting here wondering if I'm ever going to get to sleep tonight. And it seems to me there are only two possible outcomes to this meeting. One is that we accept Plan F, and the second is that we refer it back to committee to think about the comments that were made here tonight and see if they want to make any adjustment to what they have. And so with that in mind, I'd like to move to refer it back to committee to see if they would look into the comments that were made here. If that's defeated, then I think next time I get my recognized, I'll move to call the question.
Is there a second to refer it to committee? Oh, no. Okay. It's been seconded. All right.
Martha, that's not a proper response.
I'm sorry.
Sure isn't.
I'm sorry. Duly
it's an
seconded.
Insulting response to what was considered to be a serious motion.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. Duly seconds that. Frank?
Martha, or perhaps Graham or Arell, what time frame are we under? Do we have a window to reconsider all this in committee? Maybe it should be asking Mike or Martha.
I was just going to say, I think the next decision will be when the figures come in on this. And if it's broken down, for example, as Martha has suggested, with an alternate for doing the basement, we can make decisions about that.
Okay. We have a new motion. So I had Pam, Leslin, and Mike before, and then Carol and Jim. Leslin hasn't said anything yet.
Well, I just have something short that I would like to say.
All right.
This is the first time that some people on the legislature have seen these plans. And I think that we need to be a little bit patient with everybody here. It takes time. And I am sick and I'm tired and I'd much rather be home. But I don't think it's right. I don't think it's healthy for us to be cutting people off and putting people down who have legitimate questions and comments to make. This is an important decision for us to make, and I think that we need to take the time. If we can't make a decision tonight, then maybe we should adjourn the meeting to another time and finish it up. Because I think it's unfair and disrespectful to everybody here if we don't allow people to take the time that we need to make a good decision.
Yes, I understand. And I apologize.
I wasn't just talking to you, Martha. That was a general comment.
Okay. And the reason that Miles went through all these other options is to make it clear that the committee has spent hours thinking and looking at every possible thing we could think of. And Miles, Graham, and Arell have gone dutifully through every single idea that we've come up with and every single question. So I didn't want to, I'm sorry for my reaction, but I do want to make clear that there's been a tremendous amount of committee work done. I've got Leslin, Mike, Carol, and Jim.
Martha, I certainly don't want to step on your authority as chair, but I don't know if people want to just deal with the resolution that's on the floor right now. I'm happy to wait and share my comments because there's a resolution on the floor.
Okay, so
I'm just going to hear it now. Point of order.
So right, on the floor is a motion to refer to committee. So thanks. I'll come right back to Leslin after that motion. Mike, were you on the original motion or on? Okay, I'll come back to you after Leslin. Carol.
Yeah, I was on the motion. I was going to ask the architects or Rel whether the kinds of points that have been brought up are things that are part of the overall design or they're the kinds of things that come up as you do more specific designs. So, I mean, I speak as a member of the committee. I don't necessarily want to see this come back to committee. I think we have a lot of work to do on other spaces for the county. And that we spent a lot of time, just in the time I've been on the committee, as a, I think I sat in on one meeting, two meetings, you know, and then now have joined the committee, passing it forward. But I, it just seems like we've been over and over and over a lot of the options. And if there are significant things that would change the general layout, that's worthy of sending back. If we think that the general layout, but my understanding of the design process is that the kinds of things we've been commenting on would be addressed at the next phase, but I'm not sure, so I wanted to find, that would make a difference to my vote on this motion, which kinds of things and which of the things that have been raised you might need to know before you go to the next stage if we pick this.
Do you have a response?
I can address some of that. Carol, you'll notice in most of the options, the staff areas, the cubicles, if you will, are very similar. So we could be looking at those and whether they go against the wall or whether they go up against that back wall. We can deal with that sort of separate. The components of those will be very similar to either one as we go through the next stage and then costing. Where it gets a little bit difficult is in more permanent reconfigurations of the space. For instance, in that back area back there, I'm a little bit worried about exactly what this bench is going to end up being. I think, you know, I like the idea of trying to preserve as much of that as possible. It's a much wider bench than the one that we showed in the newer configuration, but we could take a look at that. Making that bench accessible, both in terms of space and cost, I think is problematic, and that would require quite a bit of thought and detail on that.
But excuse me, Brent, that wouldn't actually change anything else in the room, right?
No, I think the layout, whether it's there or with the original one, Miles, if I'm not mistaken, everything would fit. Would still fit in the room. In terms of
although this bench could be preserved and shortened, one can take segments out of it and shorten and get a better length for the layout of the room.
Right. Yeah, I think you know we would have to do something like that in order to make the accessibility work. Other components like the lighting and the acoustics, that's going to have to be dealt with in any case, and that would normally be in a design development phase.
But I think the it's a difference, say, the choice of C or G, where the desks are entirely different from F or F1, that's a decision that would change everything that you do. The bench or the curtains or whatever, those are comments that will inform the next phase. Jim? Right. Yeah, Jim's next.
I'm going to call the question on Peter's referral motion.
All right. A motion. Calling the question. Is there a second for that? Mike seconds that. Question's been called on. All in favor of calling the question on whether to refer to committee? 10 all opposed to calling the question. Fours. That's 10-4. That passes. The motion in front of us is to refer this to committee. All in favor of referring the whole issue back to committee, please raise your hand. All opposed. Leslie, are you in favor or opposed of referring to committee?
I'm in favor of referring it back to committee. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't see you before. Okay, that's three. Three to 11, that fails. Peter? I'm sorry. No, I had promised I was going back to Mike, to Leslie, and then Mike. So then I'll go to Peter and then Brian.
Thank you. Much of what I wanted to address have already been addressed, but I do have a couple of things. I did not quite see on any of these designs where there is a place for storage of any kind. And so I don't know if that's something that was being considered
It would still be the storage room downstairs, and we've talked with planning about trying to utilize that in a better way. They have indicated it, that that space could be up for grabs. Some of that we've already talked about for the larger meeting room or perhaps mm-hmm. some shared spaces now, some okay. shared offices.
I like the shared
excuse
office
me, but,
space.
There's also some cabinet storage in by the two offices, right?
Well, there's files cabinets behind the receptionist here, six of them, and upper storage above that,
and
which okay, staff felt was quite substantial.
That's fine. Files right. don't indicate storage to right. me, but if that's what it means, that's fine.
Right.
I like having the shared office spaces. So Peter, I have a lot of meetings where they happen in my office at my other job, which is a little inappropriate because that's where, you know, there's some privacy, there's some comfort.
Excuse me.
There
Leslie,
is.
Could you pull it just a minute? Thank you.
And there's just that whole essence of protocol and respect and having a space that you meet with people. So I appreciate the shared office space, and I think it works well. With us policing, I think it works well for other bodies, and we can take care of that ourselves. The executive session space, like Dooley mentioned, is also really crucial. So as I looked at these plans, my first thought was that jury room would be our executive session room. But it seems like, if I'm reading the plans right, that's where the consideration for the chair's office will be. And I would like to see something that does not have that actually have us have an executive session room, not downstairs, but right off of here, where the public still gets to hang on and they don't have to go somewhere and mingle in the lobby or whatever it is for that. There are pieces of some of these that I want to move around, and I'll probably have to do that and at some point and share it for how I think I see things will work differently. Everything else I think has already been addressed, and I don't need to go through my laundry list at all. Except to say, y'all keep talking about security, except for the receptionist. She seems to be the lone person out there who's going to handle it all. Whatever comes her way. So, just wanted to share that.
All right. Mike, Peter, Brian.
I just want to say that I support the option that I moved the motion, obviously. It is a compromise. If it wasn't a compromise, we would have chosen to do this many times over the years when we looked at this, but it never really had enough space for the staff. And that was the problem. So now using it for both the meeting room and the staff is a compromise, and I agree with Dooley's comments that sometime in the future something else will have to be done. But we don't have the money to build now a new building that would include a legislative chambers that would have the right number of bathrooms and the right number of meeting rooms. I wish we had offices, so some of the original discussions we had in some of the space study committees talked about four of those offices at that time. But we can't. We need to do something. We need to be out of here by the end of the year, and I think this makes a reasonable step in that direction.
If you would allow me, Martha, I'm sorry, I skipped over one thing. I just wanted a repeat on what was the option for making this accessible. Can you repeat what you said, Martha? I don't remember.
Make
the bench. Because I don't want to see it go. You said something, and I missed it.
This existing bench could be adapted if we want to keep it, if we like the way it looks. We could simply make it lower. We don't need to have the steps behind it. We can just drop it a foot so that there's less wood at the bottom, but all of the decorative part would still be here. We could also, if we find that it's quite a long bench, it's much longer than your current one, and it's really longer than we need. It's a little bit clumsy in some of the arrangements. So we could take a section out of this bench. We could take
a couple of arches out of the front and shorten it, and you wouldn't know it was any different. And so we could size this both vertically and horizontally so that it fits in the room and it would be an accessible bench.
Thank you.
If I could also point, give some information. When the court initially, they wanted this bench to go over to the existing chambers. When we told them to take it apart and put it back together, we just felt that they would fall apart. So they opted to keep this here and that we build them a new bench. The other point is, I don't know if anybody's walked up there. That's the platform behind the bench is 12 inches high. The current bench is, I think, about 3 inches. So it's quite a bit elevated from what you currently have, maybe 3 or 4 inches for accessibility. For every inch that you go a foot out on a ramp. So at 12 inches, you have to have a 12-foot ramp. So one thing that we had proposed, if we have to keep this bench, is to drop that platform so it's just one step up. But then we would have to somehow lower the height of the bench up there. Otherwise, you're going to be like this behind the bench. So I think these are things that we could address. Part of it also is that this bench is quite a bit more forward than what we're showing in that option. So we would have to see how everything fits in the space with the new furniture and the public podium and such. I mean, these are things that I think that we can work, but we did want to point that current platform is 12 inches high compared to 3 or 4 inches from the existing bench at the main courthouse.
Okay. If I can dream big, and at some point, you don't have to do it now, what would it take to create access to that balcony space? To make access, I don't know if it's the elevator running or lift or something. It doesn't have to happen now, but I'd be interested in finding out what it would take, because it should be.
All right, Peter, if you were going to call a question, I would ask your indulgence of letting Brian speak first.
No, I wasn't going to call a question.
Okay, then go ahead.
I wish I could call a question, but it's
again, I don't see anything that we've come out with tonight other than adjourning and going back into it or accepting F. And now I would like to understand what accepting F means. I, for instance, think a different configuration of the chairs would be an important improvement that could be made, and I assume that wouldn't cost any other money, and so it could be discussed, and we would not be wedded into exactly this current distribution of the chairs. Is that correct, or does accepting it tonight mean that this picture, as it is exactly what we're going to do?
This is a schematic design. There's, as they've said, they'll come back to us when they've identified furniture or drawn more carefully what the furniture would look like. I think it's safe to say this is schematic. It's not final. I think F compared to F1 implies we're looking at new desks compared to keeping the old ones.
Okay, well then, if you don't mind shutting your eyes to what I'm doing, I'd like to move to call a question.
What?
I would have called the question.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah. So you said to someone else. All right.
Brian?
Thanks. I think I heard where you said at the beginning that this option was agreed upon unanimously by the committee. I'm certainly not on the committee, and I'm hearing from a bunch of people that are on the committee, so I don't know what happened. Listen, we have to get out of that space over there. As Mike said, we are not designing a new building. We've met for weeks, if not months, on coming up with a design that functionally works for us in this space. We've heard from staff. It works for them. We do have more meeting space. Is everything perfect? No. It's not going to be. There's 15 of us. And, the thought that we can get consensus on every little thing tonight probably isn't realistic. The architects and Arell have stated over and over again that there are changes that can be made midstream on some of this stuff, a lot of this stuff. Personally, although I wasn't involved in the process, I was paying attention to it along the way, and functionally, F seems to work for me. I will be supporting it, and I would hope that we could put closure on this this evening and move forward, knowing that there's still some things we can do along the way. Thanks.
All right. I've got Dooley and then Jim, but I wanted to mention that Peter and anybody else who needs to schedule meetings, all of our meeting spaces are available to you if you check with the clerks. If you wanted to set up a meeting in, say, the small side of the old jail, if there's nothing else going on, you can do that. Okay, and so or the courthouse conference room or anywhere else. Dooley and then Jim.
Since I'm on the committee, and
can you get a microphone?
Oh, there's one there.
I have been on the committee. I voted to bring this forward because I thought it was very important to bring something so that the whole legislature could be involved in the discussion. My questions tonight may have indicated to you that it wasn't unanimous. The vote was unanimous, but I wasn't sold on the design that was recommended. I've been thinking about it more, which is why I had additional questions. I actually thought when other legislators were shown all of these things, new ideas might emerge. So I assumed that tonight would really be a more open discussion. So that's why you may have gotten mixed signals from me. That's all I wanted to say.
Jim?
I am going to move to call the question on option F.
Is there a second? Yeah. Mike seconds. All in favor of calling the question? Eleven opposed? Three. The question is called. All in favor of option F as the last page of your packet, please raise your hand. Can't see. Opposed? 13-1. That passes. All right. Thank you all. I want to thank Miles, Arell, and Graham. You folks have stuck with us from a scope of work that started with one thing and has gone all over the map. We are all extremely grateful and impressed with the talent and the creativity and the patience.
I'll try.
Motion to adjourn. We're all set. Thank you, everyone.